Leroy, do you mind if I record?
Sure.
Can you tell me what happened?
About that incident yesterday. So, well, it came out of frustration, you know, and I shouldn't have done that. I know it's wrong. So I made a big mistake out of it.
Why did that happen?
Well, you know, I didn't want to be bothered, and, you know, I got in argument with my mom and my brother and his dad, and I was kind of feeling unhappy because, you know, my brother's dad was yelling at me and I got in a fight with him. So, you know, I tried to calm myself and I end up, you know, doing something wrong to the VPSO.
Did it events spin out of control?
What?
Did it get out of control?
I guess I caused it to happen, you know. He just wanted to talk to me, and I told him not to bother me, and, you know, guess I went out angry and did what I did, you know.
Did you know Tom?
Yeah, he's always been good to me ever since he came up, you know, and, you know, he's been good to me, and I've been good to him, and, you know, I feel bad what I just did to him, you know.
Anything for the family, for his family?
Yeah, I feel sorry for what I did. You know, I really want to apologize, but, you know, I can't fix what just happened, you know.
Were you drinking yesterday?
No, I've been sober more than 13 years now.
So what's next? You told the judge today you were...
I told him, you know, I'm guilty of that charge, you know. I'm not going to back away from what I said.
And it seems like probably a long time in prison.
I don't know what they're going to decide, so. Well, I guess I've been tired of where I was, you know, and I got certain reasons, too, and, you know, I probably got mad, too, and some good things was going to happen to me, and just certain people had to mess it up for me, you know, and it's really causing bad feelings right now toward anybody.
Are you from Manicota your whole life?
Yeah, ever since I was a little boy, I was born in southeast Alaska.
Have you been in Manicota for years?
Yeah, ever since I was a young boy, probably around 3 or 4 years old, I started.
Your family's there?
What's that?
Your family's in Manicota?
Just my mom.
Okay.
And my half-brother and his dad. I've been taking care of them because they're disability. Both my mom and his, my brother's dad, they're elderly, all of them disability, and I've been taking care of them just to keep them on the safe side. I've been watching their heating fuel, washing their clothes, cooking food, washing dishes for them, just to watch anything, just to make it, you know, even shovel snow for them, and... Just messed up yesterday, so, you know.
Are you okay? Are you in any treatment right now for anything?
No.
No treatment?
No.
Okay. Well, anything else you'd like to say
Well, you know, I really do apologize for my actions yesterday. You know, I should have think harder not to do it. I was just caught in the part when I was trying to calm myself after a fight with my brother's dad, so that really ticked me off, I guess.
It was just a bad afternoon.
Yeah, really bad afternoon for me, bad day all of a sudden. And, you know, I really do apologize to his family, and, you know, I didn't know he had family of his own. And, you know, they try to keep me in that village where I don't want to be, and I keep telling them, I don't have a family of my own. Why do they try to keep me in that village? I really don't like being there.
Where did you want to go?
Anywhere where it's good for me, where people were nice to me, you know, instead of where they were playing mind games to me, you know. All they did was, like, cause racism, prejudice, and they just keep discriminating my life. So they just keep taking turn, and it's like they had their own plan, try to keep me there and make sure I get upset and do something stupid and get myself in trouble, you know, that's what they were waiting for. So it finally happened yesterday, and I'm not proud of it.